Now, the legal fight over Governor Tony Evers' safer at home order is ramping up. Evers yesterday asked the Wisconsin State Supreme Court to dismiss a Republican legal challenge to the order. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald are leading the lawsuit. They said last week that the head of the State Department of Health Services, who's been point on the state's response to coronavirus, had czar-like powers. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He's here to catch us up and put everything into context. Sean, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Keeley.
Take us back then. Remind us, what's the rationale for the state Republicans' challenge to this current safer at home order?
Essentially, they are saying that the Department of Health Services Secretary Andrea Palm, who has issued some of the most sweeping orders during this pandemic, including both safer at home orders, that she went beyond her authority as a member of the executive, and that the governor's office, the governor's administration, can't issue orders like these without getting the legislature's okay first. The way they want to do that is they want her to issue, well, first of all, they want this stay-at-home order extension overturned, and they want future stay-at-home orders to be issued through, you know, what's known as the administrative rules process, where essentially an agency creates these rules, they run them through the legislature, and it gives lawmakers veto power over whether or not those rules ever take effect.
What did we hear from Governor Evers' office in response to the Republican suit yesterday?
The brief from the governor's office basically said that if you do this, if you put it in the administrative rulemaking process, that it is going to be an especially cumbersome process, basically, that when you're dealing with addressing a pandemic, time is of the essence. And so some of the orders that Andrea Palm issued were, you know, we heard that they were thinking about doing it, and then a couple days later they did it. And they said that it was based on the way they saw this disease spreading and the knowledge of how quickly it spreads. And so that was their basis for issuing these safer-at-home orders. If they'd had to go through the rulemaking process, the governor's office is saying that takes a minimum of weeks. It is not a fast process. And, you know, in this case, we kind of know that the end result, if they were to promulgate those rules and go through the legislature, we know that the legislature doesn't like the plan that they've come up with, which is a statewide stay-at-home order. Republicans have been talking about for a while that they want a regional approach. And so if they want a regional approach, that's not what DHS ordered. And so not only would this have to go through kind of a cumbersome process, the governor's office is saying, you know what the end result would be. And that could, you know, that could be kind of treacherous during a pandemic.
On the surface, though, is the law clear about this question of whether Evers should have gone through the legislature, or is there room to argue those different positions?
We've got a lot of arguing going on, so I guess there's
right.
room. I mean, there have been a lot of amicus briefs filed in this case already from groups with a stake in it, everybody from constitutional law scholars to healthcare providers to unions, conservative groups, businesses. They're all weighing in on this. So, I guess lots of arguing going on. If you look at the law itself, there is a law. I would say most of us probably didn't know about this law like before any of this happened, but there is a law that carves out powers for the Department of Health Services to address communicable diseases, and it gives the DHS secretary pretty broad authority to do some of the things that she has done, you know, close schools, close churches, close public gatherings. The language is so broad that DHS is saying we're doing exactly what this law spells out. The legislature is saying, okay, but you still have to put that, you still have to bring those proposals to us in the legislature.
So there's potential that this public health emergency could bolster the legal powers that Evers and DHS Secretary Andrea Palm actually have on the books already.
Essentially, if the court upholds Evers, then yeah, it's going to say that everything you've done so far and everything that DHS has done so far is okay. And so that would give them the power to continue doing that as this pandemic progresses. The court has a 5-2 conservative majority. The court's been pretty sympathetic to a lot of lawsuits or cases brought by the legislature, and particularly cases that argue that the legislature needs more power in disputes with the governor or the executive. So, you know, I think there's a decent chance that that could be what happens here.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, and we are talking about what's happening legally in front of the state Supreme Court over Wisconsin's current extended stay at home, safer at home order. And Sean, help us understand some of the possible outcomes of this legal challenge. If they rule in favor of the Evers administration, what happens? And the opposite, too, if they rule in favor of the Republican lawmakers, suddenly does the state open up?
So if they rule in favor of the Evers administration, the current Safer at Home order is set to expire on May 26th. And the governor has said could be sooner than that, could be later than that. I mean, this is not our first stay-at-home order, so there's the possibility that if the governor's administration has the power to issue additional orders, they will, depending on what's happening. If Republicans win, what they asked the court to do was to issue a 6-day stay, essentially keep everything frozen for 6 days to give the governor's office time to issue administrative rules, get it through the legislature, essentially to give time for lawmakers and the governor to come up with a compromise. Evers' office is saying 6 days is not enough if we have to do these through rules, but that's what Republicans are asking for. So if they can't reach a compromise, what happens then? You know, I mean, because they seem pretty entrenched. They're, you know, they seem like they're kind of far apart. What could happen is that you could have a 72-county situation where some counties have stay-at-home orders, some counties do not. And so that could be sort of like this regional approach that Republicans have been talking about, but they wouldn't ever have to actually end up passing anything or do anything or agree to anything with the governor. If they can't agree, it could fall to locals to deal with COVID-19.
Sean, when are we going to know what the state Supreme Court has to say about this?
So Republicans or, you know, the legislature has until tomorrow to file a response brief to what the governor filed yesterday. And then it's in the court's hands, basically. Do they want to take this case or not? I mean, that's essentially the first question they have to ask is whether they want to hear this. And then, you know, they kind of set their own timeline for how to respond to this stuff. They can move very quickly when they want to. I mean, you think about that case that we had on April 6th when the governor tried to use a different set of emergency powers to stop or postpone in-person voting for the April 7th election. The court, you know, stopped him within 4 hours. They've decided not to do that in this case. So they're already taking longer with this challenge, and we don't know how long that they will decide to take. It is noteworthy, I think, that the court has addressed COVID-19 in other ways. They suspended suspended jury trials until May 22nd. So it's not like this court is denying the public health threat of COVID-19. We just haven't seen how they're going to address this particular law and this issue with the governor and the legislature.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Before we let you go, Sean, I want to turn to another story that broke today. Evers is the Department of Administration secretary, has said agencies, state agencies, should cut their budgets. What do we know? What do we need to know about that right now?
Yeah, it sounds like there's like a 5% operating budget cut. The governor said today that's going to amount to about a $70 million savings. You know, that's money. But if you look at the overall state budget, it's about $84 billion over 2 years when you take into account state and federal funding. And we know that the governor has said in a letter to the Trump administration that because of COVID-19 and the revenue shortfalls brought about by, you know, what we're going through right now, state could have a $2 billion hole. So $70 million isn't nothing, but there are, you know, deeper cuts ahead, possibly.
We'll have to see how those play out. Sean, thank you so much for catching us up on everything.
Thanks for having me.
That was WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson updating us on the legal fight over the governor's extended safer-at-home order and a quick take on the news that state agencies are supposed to cut back spending over budget concerns related to this new coronavirus outbreak.